Okay, 11th canto, chapter 7, is that right?
Yes.
In what verse? Shakalpa Trivischa, Kripa Sundarve Vacha, Patita Nam Pavane Vyo, Vaishnave Vyo Namaha. Text 22.
Sorry, I'll confirm with 21. It says 21.
Okay. So I'll chant it a few times. Manusate Chamandiraha Sankhya Yoga Visharadaha Avishtaram Papashyanti Sarashat Yupabhimitam Purushtate Chamandiraha Sankhya Yoga Visharadaha Avishtaram Papashyanti Sarashat Yupabhimitam Purushatve Chamandiraha Sankhya Yoga Visharadaha Avishtaram Papasyanti Sarvashakyupabhimitam. One more time. Purushatve Chamandiraha Sankhya Yoga Visharadaha Avishtaram Papasyanti Sarvashakyupabhimitam. One of you want to try it?
Yes. Purushate Chamandira Sankhya Yoga Visharada Avistaram Prapasanti Sarva Sakya Upa Brimhitam.
Good. Okay, the words. Purushate, in the human form of life.
在人体生命形式中
Shut up. Yeah.
和
Mom, me.
我
Yeah. Those free from envy through spiritual knowledge.
那些透过灵性知识而摆脱嫉妒之人
Sankhya Yoga, in a spiritual science composed of analytical knowledge and devotion from the Supreme.
由分析性知识和对赤尊主的奉爱组成的灵性知识。
Visharada, you are an expert.
精通者
Mr. Ram directly manifest
直接展示 那
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Avistaram directly manifests.
Avistaram 直接展示.
Prapashyanti, they clearly see.
Prapashyanti, 他们清晰的看到.
Sarva, all.
Sarva. 所有
Shakti with my energies
Shakti 以及我的能量
Brahmitam fully endowed
Upabrahmitam 完全拥有
In the human form of life, those who are self-controlled and expert in the spiritual science of Sankhya can directly see me along with all my potencies.
译文：在人形生命中，那些自律且精通 Sankhya 灵性科学，由分析性知识和对至尊者的奉爱组成的灵性科学。这样的人能直接看到我和我的所有能量。
Find the following statement in the Vedas. Purushattva Shivistaram Atma Sahita Pragyanena Sampanna Tamo Vigyatam Vadati Vigyatam Ashuti Veda Shastana Veda Loka Loko Marvin Amritam Nipcha Devam Sampano Tetaresham Purusham Astana Vipase Eva Vigyana. That's like spoken Sanskrit. In the human form of life, the soul is fully endowed with intelligence to understand spiritual knowledge.
要是从伟达经中我们得知以下声言，在人形生命中，灵魂完全具有了解灵性知识的智性。
Thus, in the human life, the soul may speak, realize knowledge, see the truth, know the future, and also understand the reality both in this world and the next.
因此在人体生命形式中的灵魂可能会讲述觉悟的知识，看到真理，知道未来，还可能会了解今生来世的真相。
Taking advantage of the experience of mortal life, the soul in human form may endeavor for immortality. The human body is fully equipped to achieve this end. In such an elevated stateThe soul is certainly well acquainted with the ordinary activities of animals, such as eating and drinking.
人形之中的灵魂会利用人体生命的经历，努力获得永恒不朽。而人体生命这个躯体，完全是为了达到这个目标而设。在这种发达状态中，灵魂当然熟知普通动物的活动，例如吃喝。
The human form of life, Purushattva, is very significant because it affords us the opportunity to perfect our existence. The Sankhya system mentioned here is best illustrated by the instructions of Lord Kapila to his mother, Devahuti. Lord Kapila is the personality of Godhead.And his mother approached him saying, Nirvana Nitaram Bhuman Asad India Karshana Yena Sambhav Yamanena Papanandam Tama Abho. I'm very sick of the disturbance caused by my material senses. But because of this sense disturbance, my lord, I have fallen in the abyss of ignorance.
人体生命Purushattva 至为重要，因为它为我们提供到达完美的机会。这里说的 Sankhya 体系，在主 Kapila 对母亲 Devahuti 的教导中表达的淋漓尽致。主 Kapila 就是至尊人格守神，他母亲来到主面前说：“我十分厌倦我的物质感官引起的焦虑不安，我的主人啊，由于这种感官焦虑，我已堕入。”
愚昧的深渊。Yes, the Gata, second, 25th chapter, number 7. Lord Kapila delivered to his mother a highly analytical summary of all material and spiritual reality. It is significant that Lord Kapila did not discriminate against his mother because she was a woman, nor did he consider her incapable of understanding the most elaborate spiritual knowledge.Thus, in the Krishna-conscious society of liberated souls, any man, woman, or child may become a great devotee of Lord Krishna without discrimination.
主卡皮拉向他母亲简明扼要地分析了所有物质和灵性真相， 主卡帕拉并没有因为他母亲是妇道人家而予以歧视，也没有认为他没有能力理解最深奥的灵性知识，这点是重要。因此在解脱的云集，在解脱的灵魂聚集的 Krishna 这些协会中，无论男女老少都可以成为主 Krishna 的伟大奉献者。
It is also significant that in high intellectual Sankhya system enunciated by Lord Kapila, the solid conclusion is surrender to the lotus feet of the pure devotees and love of Godhead. In Lord Kapila's instructions in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he emphasizes the need to take shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord. In the present verse, Lord Krishna says, Sankhya Yoga Vishwanagaha. Those who are expert in taking shelter of the pure devotees and who can thus understand the actual situation of this world are able to see Krishna in his personal form along with his internal and external potencies.
还有一点非常关键的是，主卡帕拉所阐明的极具智慧的桑卡体系的可靠结论是，臣服纯粹奉献者的莲花组深爱受神。在圣典博教堂第三天主卡帕拉的教导中，他强调了脱贫于主的纯粹奉献者的必要性。在本世节，主 Krishna 说 Sankhya Yoga Visharada， 那些擅长脱贫于纯粹奉献者，从了解这世界真相的人，能看到 Krishna 的真正形体与他的内在和外在能量。
The spiritual master becomes bona fide by his full surrender to his spiritual master. But as explained in this chapter, one may also act as his own guru. This means that an intelligent, perceptive person understands the nature of this world and his own limitations. Such a person then becomes very much inclined to associate with pure devotees of the Lord and receive the mercy of those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura, Sankhya Yoga, as described here, refers to the rigorous intellectual progress of the Jnana Yoga system, along with the devotion of the Bhakti Yoga, which emphasizes the mercy of the lotus feet of the pure devotees.
灵性导师因为全臣服他灵性导师而名副其实。然而，正如本章所述，一个人也可以担当自己的guru，这意味着具有洞察力的智者能了解这世界的本性和他自身的局限性，因而这样的人非常愿意与主的纯粹奉献者联谊，接受 Krishna 直觉精进人士的仁慈。是的， Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说，正如这里所述， Sankhya Yoga 指的是严格的 Jnana Yoga 体系加上强调纯粹奉献者莲花族仁慈的 Bhakti Yoga。
Actually, Jnana Yoga is a factor in the Bhakti Yoga system, since Krishna is Jnana Gamya, the goal of all knowledge. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 10.10 that he personally enlightens a sincere devotee with all knowledge. In this chapter, Lord Krishna is training Uddhava to see the Lord's personal form in the course of his daily experiences in the material world. The Lord has already indicated to Uddhava that he will travel throughout the world in samadhi or trance. And now Lord Krishna is preparing Uddhava to travel as a true sannyasi, seeing his supreme personality of Godhead everywhere.
实际上 Jnana Yoga 是 Bhakti Yoga 体系中的一个因素，因为 Krishna 是 Jnana Gamya 所有知识的目标。主还在博家梵歌 10.10 中说，他亲自把所有知识授予真诚的奉献者。在这章，主 Krishna 训练乌德瓦在物质世界的每一天都能看到主的亲身形象。主已经向乌德瓦暗示说，乌德瓦将在 Samadhi 或神定中云游全世界。现在主 Krishna 在帮助乌德瓦做好准备，以一名能看到人格守神无处不在的真正的 Sannyasi 漫游世界。
Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Okay, I already did all that. Well, actually, we did this verse last week.
But the host told me that it's this verse. I was thinking that it's
time to. Anyway, it's a very, maybe we didn't even finish it because there's so much there. But Sankhya Yoga, ultimately is Sankhya Yoga. If someone really follows it, then they come to the conclusion, if they have to hear from the devotee's award in practice bhakti.
Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Yoga 体系的人们，他们知道，就是他们最终要聆听纯粹的奉献者，然后开始从事 bhakti。
So that's bhakti includes all the other kinds of yoga, whatever you call it.
Bhakti 包含了所有其他的瑜伽体系。
And I was saying last week, somebody asked me, people made up so many different types of yoga.
就上一周呢，有人提这个问题，就是人们现在创立了这么多的瑜伽。
So it's confusing.
就是令人都感到非常的困惑。
But mostly it's all just Hatha Yoga.
但是现在的瑜伽呢，大部分都属于 Hatha Yoga.
Which Prabhupada just calls sometimes gymnastics. And more and more that's, you know, it's become like gymnastics. People do amazing bodily contortions. Whatever, it's not...
然后人们就把自己的身体扭曲的，就是扭曲到极限，但实际上这并不是瑜伽的目的。
So just before I forget, today is the appearance day of disappearance of Vakreshwar Pandit.
今天呢是 Vakreshwar Pandit 的显现日或者是演技日。
Vakreshwar Pandit is a very important devotee in Lord Chaitanya's association.
Vakreshwar Pandit is Lord Chaitanya's associate.
He says he's an incarnation of Aniruddha, one of the quadruple expansions of Vishnu, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna.
他是阿尼鲁达的化身， Aniruddha 是主的四重扩展 Sankarsan Aniruddha Padimna Vasudeva 当中的其中一位。
He was most famous that he could dance for 72 hours in ecstasy.
他以那擅长舞蹈而闻名，他能连续不停地跳72小时。
He was lamenting that they didn't have a Gandharvas who could play kirtan for 72 hours and he could keep dancing.
他很遗憾的是没有一位 Gandhara 能够连续不停地给他伴奏72个小时。
Chaitanya would sing and Prakrishna would dance.
Chaitanya 会在那里歌唱，然后 Prakrishna Pandita 就在那里起舞。
He fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and said,Please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. Let them sing and I'll be very happy.
他拜倒在主 Chaitanya 的莲花足下，祈求道，请给我一万名 Gandharva 在那里齐唱，好让我在那里起舞。
But Chaitanya said, I have only one wing like you. If I had two, then I could fly in the sky.
主持人呢就对他回答说，我只有一只像你这样的翅膀，如果我长着一双翅膀的话，我就能在天上飞了。
The famous Leela of his is very interesting.
他有一些非常著名的 Leela.
There was a famous Bhagavad reciter, but he wasn't a devotee of Devananda Pandit.
有一个 Devananda Pandit 是著名的博加瓦坛的朗读者，但他不是奉献者。
He had many, you know, he could recite.Bhagavatam is many people like that. Somehow they can teach, but without bhakti.
他可以背诵博加瓦坛，并且教导博加瓦坛，但是呢，却没有奉爱在其中。
You can tell the stories very nicely, whatever you do, whatever. So his followers had insulted Shiva's Pandit.
他并且能够精妙地讲述故事，但是他的追随者侮辱了 Shivas Pandita, Shivas Pandita.
So, anyway, one day this Bhakrishar, there was a kirtan party and they went past the place of Devananda and he saw Bhakrishar dancing in so much ecstasy.
有一次呢，Vakrishna Pandit 的kirtan队伍呢就经过Devananda Pandit 的那个房子，然后 Devananda Pandit 就看到 Vakrishna Pandit 在那里跳舞。
And he saw Vakrishna would fall on the ground.
他看到 Vakrishna Pandit 就倒在地上了。
So,Somehow he was very much attracted and he went out to help him. He would pick him up and he was, you know, wiping the sweat off his face and helping him and staying behind him so if he fell over, he would catch him before he fell on the ground.
Devananda Pandit 呢就走过去就把 Vakrishna Pandit 扶了起来，然后擦掉了他额上的汗水，脸上的汗水。然后为他拂去尘土，并且跟着他跟随在他身后。每次在 Vakrishna Pandita 即将倒在地上的时候呢，就过去扶他。
So this Vakrishna, I mean this Devananda, he didn't have faith that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna.
Devananda Pandita 呢，对主 Krishna 和主 Chaitanya 并没有什么信心。
But after associating with Vakreshwar and serving him in this way, and then he heard Vakreshwar explain the Srimad Bhagavatam.
对，听他来解释了圣严不加他。
And then he became convinced and actually became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
这样呢，他才确信不疑，成为主Chaitanya的奉献者，伟大奉献者。
And then when he met Lord Chaitanya the next time, he was very humble. And he asked Lord Chaitanya, what is the real meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam?
等他下一次再见到他，已经变得很谦卑了。他印象中，他那样询问：“牛家瓦房这个含义是什么？”
Lord Chaitanya told him it's only bhakti, nothing else.
主持人那样就告诉他：“那里头只有 bhakti， 再没有别的了。”
And he accepted that and became a great preacher of the Bhagavatam, so great that you know his name is on our calendar.
His disappearance day, day the moon.
So the main mention of Vakreshwar, of course, was dancing. Whenever there was kirtan, Chaitanya would make different groups. And there would be a different main dancer. Vakreshwar was always one of them.
在主Chaitanya的Mahaprabhu会把奉献者分成几组，指派每一组当中的舞蹈者。Vakreshwar Pandita呢？ 总是在这个领舞的人当中。
Lord Chaitanya would sing when he danced.
每次 Vakreshwar Pandita 跳舞的时候， 主Chaitanya就会唱歌。
So whenever there's a meeting of all our intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, Vakreshwar was always listening.
当朱沙丹尼亚的亲密同游和他在一起的时候，Krishna Panita总是在其中。
And he is always the main dancer. Of course, dancing is very important.
而且他是最主要的舞者，因为跳舞非常重要。
We always see that when there's a kirtan, when the devotees start dancing, certain ecstasy just comes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help but become very blissful.
就是每次贴坦的时候，我们看到呢，就是贴坦，随着贴坦的进深入，这时候奉献者就开始跳舞了，这时候那个极乐之情呢，就无法抑制的就开始迸发出来。
That's all I can say about it. Now, I'm just going to go and change it to the next because I went over this one a lot last week. I remember looking up the different chapters of the Kapila Muni. It's called Sankhya Yoga. It's the first chapter of his teachings to his mother. It's called Bhakti Yoga. Half the chapters are just all about bhakti. So that's the real essence of Sankhya Yoga.
所以上礼拜呢，我就查阅了关于这Sankhya Yoga。 在Sankhya Yoga当中呢，第一章的标题就是 Bhakti Yoga， 所以 Bhakti 是Sankhya Yoga的核心精髓。
And if you remember, I didn't know if you were there, years ago, I went over the whole third canto. Why? And read the whole thing many years ago. So the next verse, the next verse is interesting. It's Krishna speaking. Eka dvi tri chatus pado bahu padas tatapada bhavya shanti uratshayas pas asame purushi kriya. In this world there are many kinds of created bodies, some with one leg, others with two, three, four or more legs, and still others with no legs. But of all these, the human form is actually very dear to me.
下个世界的世界22译文，在这个世界上有许各种各类的受造生物，有些有一条腿，其他的有两条腿、三条、四条或更多条腿，还有些没有腿。但是在所有这些生物当中，人类形体事实上对我非常亲切。谁知道一条腿的生物是什么？有没有知道呢？可以打上来。
There's some people that only have one leg because they lose one. Do you know what the one-legged body is?
有没有奉献者知道一条腿的是什么生物？
Should I tell you?
我要不要告诉你们呢？
Were the ghosts.
A ghost. 鬼魂。
Even if you see in the movies or something, they have a ghost in it. Sometimes they have like, it looks like no legs, but it's one leg.
Yes.
We've seen two, four, and more legs. I don't know, I never heard of the three legs.
就是有些电影上就是好像是鬼魂没有腿，但实际上是鬼魂有一条腿。然后在后面说还有些生物是两条、三、四条，我不知道哪一种生物是三条腿。
But we see these insects sometimes with six legs, eight legs, sometimes so many legs. Unbelievable how they can walk with so many legs. You know, the worms.
我看到呢，有一些虫子是六条腿、八条腿，就特别不可思议的。有的还有的那个蠕虫。
So Yao Tzu, the ultimate purpose of material creation is to facilitate the return of the conditioned souls back to Godhead. Since this redemption, conditioned souls is especially possible in human form of life. Yeah, actually, this form is particularly dear to the compassionate personality of God.
物质创造的终极目标是喜方便受条件限制的灵魂回归家园，回归神手。既然对受条件限制灵魂的这种救赎，在对于人类生命形体是尤其可能的，自然而然这种形体对于满怀怜悯之情的人格神手就尤其亲切了。
So that's like Lord Brahma, he told the demigod that all the different bodies in the universe, the human form on earth is the best.
主布拉玛就告诉半神人，在各种各样的生命形体当中，地球上的人类形体是最好的。
So you might, you know, because we're thinking these bodies aren't very good. Demigod bodies look much better. They're more beautiful. They live longer. They don't get sick. They can enjoy much better sense gratification.
有人就觉得，这人体有什么好的呀？你看半身人长得又美丽，寿命又长，他们又从来不生病，有那么多感官享乐。
But the human form has an advantage generally because this is where we can have the chance to actually perform Bhakti Yoga and surrender to Krishna much easier.
但是这个人体生命有一个优势，就是在人体生命当中就有良机能够修习 Bhakti 并且臣服于 Krishna。对人体生命来说，这样做是容易的。
So, even though the human life is short, especially in this particular Kali Yuga, we have specialness.
虽然人体生命非常短暂，尤其是在这个 Kali Yuga 年代，但是我们有特殊的仁慈。
Because Lord Chaitanya comes with the Sankirtan movement.
因为主 Chaitanya 带着 Sankirtan 运动来了。
And takes a special pity on us humans in the Kali Yuga who have very short lifespans and very short, you know, everything.
对于在卡里年代短寿的人们，他尤其展示了他的怜悯之情。
Kali Yuga is full of trouble, so many problems.
也就卡里年代是困难重重。
But it's special mercy, it's an honor.
但是他。
That we can chant the holy name of the Lord and get all the spiritual benefit that in previous ages people had to work for thousands of years.
只要我们能够唱诵圣名，就可以获得在以前的年代成千上万年修行才能得到的好处。
Of course, Lord Chaitanya is so kind of benefiting all of you, but.Humans are special.
主持的那样是特别的仁慈的仁爱的，但是人类形体是很独特的。
Lord Chaitanya, he could actually get the tigers and elephants and all the animals to chant and dance. I can chant Hare Krishna. They would chant Hare Krishna.
主柴特尼亚甚至能令老虎动物们也都开始唱诵 Hare Krishna 跳舞。
But Prabhupada is being on humans anymore. And his desire is that all human beings in the universe, everybody in the universe, accepts the Sankirtan transcendental of Krishna.
You mean Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srila Prabhupada? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhupada is fulfilling his plan to make everybody into Krishna. Spread the chanting everywhere.
Srila Prabhupada 就努力去实现主 Chaitanya 的愿望，让这个全宇宙的生物都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
So we should be very thankful, not be complaining about our material position, because we have a human body and we're in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There's nothing better.
所以我们要对此心怀感恩之情，不要对我们的物质处境。产生任何抱怨，因为我们现在有了这个人体的生命，就有了机会能参与主柴的那样的齐颂圣名运动。
No better position can be
in. 没有比这更好的处境和地位了。
So we'll read one more verse.
So that
Free Lord can never be captured by ordinary sense perception. Those situated in human life may use their intelligence and other facilities, faculties of perception to directly search for me through both apparent and indirectly ascertained symptoms.
虽然我至尊主永不被普通感官感知俘获，但那些处在人类形体的灵魂，可运用他们的智性和其他感知力，通过外在表征和间接探知的真候，直接探寻到我。
According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word yukta indicates those engaged in the regulated principles of bhakti yoga. The devotees of the Lord do not abandon their intelligence or become mindless fanatics, as some fools think, as indicated by the words anumanata and gunayar lingai. The devotee engaged in bhakti yoga intensely searches out the personality of Godhead through all of the rational faculties of the human brain. The word nigayanti, or searching, does not indicate an unregulated or unauthorized process. If we are searching for the telephone number of a particular person, we look at the authorized telephone directory. Similarly, if we are searching for a particular product, we go to the specialized store where we are likely to find what we're looking for. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not a product of imagination, thus we cannot whimsically imagine what the Lord might be.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说，本世界Yukta一词指的是那些践行 Bhakti Yoga 规范守则的人。 主的奉献者不会抛开他们的智性，而成为某些愚人认为的没有头脑的狂热分子。正如此语Anumanata和Gunayar Lingaya所说，修习Bhakti Yoga的奉献者，充分运用人类大脑的理性思维能力，热切寻找到人格守神。然而，意为Mrigayanti寻找一词，绝非指 不规范或未经授权的程序，如果要找某人电号码，应该分为权威认可的电号码本儿。同样，如果寻找某种产品，应该去专卖店。Srila Jiva Goswami 指出，至尊人格守神不是想象的产物，我们不能随意想象主的模样。
Therefore, to gain information about Lord Krishna, one must conduct a regulated search within authorized Vedic scripture. The word agrayam indicates that no one can achieve or understand Lord Krishna by ordinary speculation or through the activities of the material senses. In this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami states that the following verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sutra. This verse is spoken so many times. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavi Gayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Evas Parachada. No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes that the Lord reveals to him.
因此，要想获得关于主 Krishna 的讯息，人应该规规矩矩地在全维北达经典中寻找。本世节的 Agrahyam 一词表明，通过心智推敲和物质感官的活动，仍不能真达了解主 Krishna 关于这一点。 Srila Rupa Goswami 在 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 说了以下世界，这个世界 是常常是被引用的。凭沾染物质的感官，人不能明白 Shri Krishna 的圣名、形体、品质和消失光的超然本性。只有通过为主做超然服务而变得充满灵性时，主的超然形、圣名、形体、品质、消失光才会向他揭示。Finish.
Okay. So there's a lot more in this purport. There's a lot we already went over. So I think, see if we have any questions.
后面还有一些要旨，我们已经就是讲涉及的大部分了。我们现在来看一下今天晚上有没有问题。Hare Krishna, Oliva Madaji.
Hare Krishna.
您能不能给我读一下看，因为我是
好的，可以的。第一个问题来自道吉 Hare Krishna 顶拜咕噜的莲花族阿加弥勒，在不知冒犯圣名的唱诵中完美。那如果启迪奉献者在不理解冒犯圣名的状态下连续的冒犯，
没声了。
Hare Krishna 现在可以听到吗？ Hare Krishna
听不见，
听不见是吗？Hare Krishna 现在可以吗？ Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hey, are you still there or what?
Yes, but I cannot look
可以听到吗？现在
I cannot see the question. I can only ask the host to read out the question, but the hostThe voice of the host cannot hear.
我发到你的微信可以吗？
微信好，可以可以。
OK， 好，
可以
好。稍等哈，我发给你。
那我们先来看下一个问题。
好，
下一个问题是惹真者发布的问题。感谢亲爱的麻辣，感谢。非自然的生活方式，能举几个非自然生活方式例子吗？嗯。Thank you, dear Maharaj. You mentioned that the human form of life is very precious. We should take advantage of the human form of life to chant Hare Krishna. If we can live long enough, we can chant more Hare Krishna. But in Kali Yuga, one of the reasons the life is so short is that we depend too much on others. What does it mean?Depend too much on others. And also, there are many unnatural living lifestyle. Can you give some example of unnatural lifestyle?
Yeah. Well, that's why there's so much mercy in this Kali Yuga that we just.Surrender to Krishna, chanting the holy name and Lord Chaitanya's movement, we can get all the results. And we don't have a long life, right? Just thousands of years meditating. Chants.
这就是仁慈的含义，就是我们可以通过臣服 Krishna, 然后加入 Chaitanya 的运动，就可以得到，就是以前要冥想几千年才能得到的长寿的这种，长寿，然后冥想几千年的结果。
Okay.
And he want to know, in Kali Yuga, people are too much attached to to depend on others. What does it mean to depend on others? So that we people are short life. The lifespan is short.
Well, we're not depending on Krishna. I think if my life depends on my job or my children and my grandparents and my bank account.
这个意思就是我们不依赖 Krishna， 我们依赖我们的工作、孩子、父母，依赖我们的银行存款。
So we wanted to be dependent on Krishna. We're dependent on other things, and we're afraid to let go of those things, thinking that, you know, because until we trust Krishna, we hold on to other things, and that it's like anchors.
我们就是害怕放弃这些事物。在我们信任 Krishna 之前呢，我们会紧紧抓住上述的事物，紧紧不放。这些事物就好像那个锚一样拽着我们。
Okay.
He also want to know what does it mean that the lifespan is short because it's.There are many unnatural lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, they live in such a way that it's detrimental, destroying their body. They're unregulated and they're eating and sleeping and eat sex too much and smoke cigarettes and eat all kinds of things.All these things are hard on the body, shortening the lifespan.
是现在人的生活方式对他们的，对他们是非常有害的。他们生活起居不规律，在吃睡，方面呢，就是没有规律，而且过度的性生活，他们抽烟，这一切都不利于身体健康。Next question.
Yeah.
好，那我们看一下问题。Radha Nanda, Hare Krishna, 深深敬拜敬爱的圣 Gurudev。一位刚接触风外瑜伽的 Madaji 第一次来我们这里联谊，他在厨房门口不敢进，诚惶诚恐的说：“我怕冒犯，不知能不能进来干些活儿。”我啥都不懂，怕冒犯。这样情况如何缓解这样的新奉献者的心态？如何让新奉献者正确看待冒犯这件事儿？So Hare Krishna, a basis to dear Gurudev. The first time there's a Madhaji who has just get in touch with Bhakti Yoga. She came here to for association. She stood at the door of the kitchen. She dare not enter into the kitchen.She said, I'm afraid of offense. I don't know whether I can go in to do some work because I'm ignorant. I'm afraid of offenses. So in such situation, how to relieve the, how to comfort the new devotee? How to let the new devotee to...to have a correct understanding of offense.
Well, you don't say, don't worry. Krishna is very merciful. And you're not a bad person. Even if you make some small mistake, Krishna will forgive you. But it might beyou know, that some devotee had told her something about you shouldn't go in the kitchen before or something, I don't know. So, you know, but you just have to encourage her, say it's not such a big problem. Don't worry. We all make little mistakes, so Krishna is very kind, he doesn't move so much.
Krishna 特别仁慈，小错误 Krishna 都会宽恕的。去之前呢，也许有奉献者就对他曾经告诉过他，不要进房啊。我不知道别的奉献者跟他说过什么话。您需要鼓励他，告诉他这不是什么大问题。我们就是犯小错误，我们这些都会犯小错误的。不用太过于担心 ，Krishna 不会太介意的。
Okay.
Next question. Chandra Vilasini, 感恩咕噜讲课，请教咕噜，感恩咕噜甜美讲课。依靠 Krishna 具体在工作生活中具体是怎样的行为言语表现？谢谢咕噜仁慈。Thank you, Guru, for your sweet lecture. I wonder, to depend on Krishna, so in the practical life, in our job or life, so what's the manifestation of this depend on Krishna? What's the behavior? What's theLanguage to show that one is really depend on Krishna.
Well, Arjuna asked a similar question. And the symptoms are given in Bhagavad Gita.
Arjuna 也问过同样的问题，就是就这样的人，他特征是什么？薄伽梵歌就阐明了。
嗯。Okay, so it means one, you know, that we symptoms of surrender that we.We accept things favorable to serving Krishna, we reject things unfavorable. And we know that Krishna, we depend on Krishna's mercy. We know he's, Krishna's our only maintainer.
就我们全部 Krishna 接受有利于奉献服务的事物，拒绝不利的事物，依赖 Krishna 的仁慈，相信 Krishna 是我们唯一的维系者。
Main thing is someone, you know, is remembering Krishna and is chanting Krishna regularly. If we have a job, we can't chant all day long, but we can chant every day. We can read the book every day. We can follow the regular principles.And that way we're depending on Krishna.
就我们记住 Krishna， 我们有规律的休息、放下瑜伽。如果我们有工作的话，就是可能我们念诵的时间不能特别长，但是至少我们可以天天的念诵，有规律的念诵，这就是依赖 Krishna 的表现。每天阅读。The next question.
Yeah.
刀姐，顶拜咕噜莲花族阿扎密勒在不知冒犯圣名的唱诵中完美，在不知冒犯圣的唱诵。如果启迪奉献者在不理解冒犯圣名的状态下连续冒犯，他会完美吗？或者他会有业报吗？Obeisance to lotus feet of Guru. Ajamil attained perfection and chanting the holy name unconsciously, without knowing the offenses, without offenses. If the initiated devotees continuously make offenses and don't understand the understand the situation of offending the holy name, can this devotee attain perfection? Are there any karma for this devotee?
Can you repeat the first part again?
I think
if a devotee is making offenses or something?
Yes. This devotee raised the question that Ajahn will attain perfection in chanting the holy name. But if the initiated devotee make offenses continuously, can he attain perfection, or are there any karmic reaction? This is the
if the initiated devotee is practicing, if he's chanting the holy name, if he's making offenses, his progress will be very slow, but it will gradually get purified. So we shouldn't condemn anybody. We should look more at our own offenses than other people's offenses.
就是修习的奉献者，如果做冒犯的话，他的进程会很缓慢，但是他会逐渐的获得进化。我们不应该谴责这样的奉献者，相反，我们应该看我们自己的冒犯，而不是去看别人的冒犯。But are there any, the second part is, are there any karmic reaction for if
the devotee is not chanting and not following its vows, then there'll be karmic reactions. But if he's chanting and trying to serve Krishna, but maybe he just has such bad karma or something, that he makes what you think is an offense, but maybe Krishna doesn't think it's an offense. See, I find a lot of devotees are too busy looking at how other devotees are making offenses. And we should be looking at our own spiritual life. Just keep trying, because Krishna will help you one way or another.
If a devotee who is trying to serve and during the course he made his offenses, Krishna will not take it too seriously, Not too seriously.
Examples always given like parents with their child. Mother with the baby spits on her, vomits on her, passes her on her. Mother likes it. She's trying to help that baby to grow up.
就这个例子就好像父母和孩子的关系，就不管孩子是在这个成长过程当中，他会有什么表现， 父母都会努力的帮助孩子。然后刚才马拉什他也说，他发现有个现象，就是我们过于的去看别人的冒犯，不看自己的灵修。就如果一个奉献者在努力的话，会得到 Krishna 的帮助的。
So we're a different, beginning is just called the offensive stage. We're trying to chant, but due to our past conditioning, we make a lot of offenses.
我们念诵呢有三个阶段，第一个阶段就是冒犯阶段念诵，就是由于我们过往受条件限制的状况呢，就是处在冒犯念诵的阶段。
And gradually, but then it's clearing, and gradually the offenses become less, and then the chant get more attentive to our chanting. But the more we can serve devotees and keep a humble state of mind, but say, I'm chanting and I'm puffed up looking at everybody else's offenses, then I won't make any advancement.
第二阶段就是清除冒犯的阶段。在这个阶段呢，我们的冒犯会越来越少，念诵越来越专注，然后我们努力的服务奉献者，怀着一颗谦卑的心去服务。但如果我们变得骄傲，一个人变得骄傲了，一个人骄傲觉得自己正在念诵，而总是看别人的冒犯，就不好了。
I just read a story I heard before. Prabhupada told this story.
Prabhupada 讲了一个故事。
So there was a prostitute and a brahmana. They lived across the street from each other.
这故事讲呢，就是说曾经呢有一个妓女，还有一个婆罗门，这两个人呢就是临街而住，就都住在一个住在街这头，一个住在马路的对面。
So the Ramana, he was doing his pujas and his mantras and everything, ringing his bells, doing what Brahmins do.
这 Brahmana 呢，他每天呢就在那里做 puja 呀，念 mantra， 摇铃啊，就做一个 Brahmana 的应该做的事儿。
But he was always looking out the window and thinking about the prostitute and all the men coming and going.
这 Brahmana 呢，就是总是那个透过窗户就看对面那个妓女。然后看着他那个门前的有男人呢来往往的。
And prostitute was thinking that Brahman always worshiping Krishna, he's chanting mantras, he's so pure.
而这个妓女呢，就在心里都想，这个 Brahman 他在崇拜 Krishna， 他在念诵 mantra， 你看他多么纯粹啊。
So they both died at the same time. And the Yamadutas came for the Brahmana.
这两个人呢，就同时死去世了。在去世的时候呢， Yamaduta 就来逮捕这位 Brahmana。
The Brahmana said, "Oh, you're making a mistake. You should get the prostitute across the street. She's so sinful."
这 Brahmana 就跟 Yamaduta 说。你们搞错了，你们应该逮捕对面的那个妓女，她是这么有罪。
And yeah, the Buddha said, "No, but you're always thinking about all those sinful things. Who's coming to take you, Yamaraj?"
Yamaduta took
the prostitute because she was always thinking about the Brahmana and the brahminical activities.
这个 Yamaduta 就跟 Brahmana 说，我们抓的就是你， 因为你是有罪的，因为你心里想的全是那些罪恶的活动，而那个妓女呢，她心里想的都是那些婆罗门的活动。
Alright, so it's what we're thinking about. So, you know, if we're always thinking about looking for someone else's offenses, it's our own offenses that we see in others. So when we see thinking, oh, this person is so offensive, well, we should take this as, I know about this offense because I am the lesson. Trying to become purified ourselves.
所以关键的是我们内心的想法，如果我们看到的总是别人对方的冒犯，实际上就是我们自己在做的这种冒犯，所以我们应该努力的去净化我们自身。
OK,
so we shouldIf we see the offenses from the others, so it's our own offenses.
Yeah, we should think, I have to be careful, I have, you know, that I know about this offense very expertly, because I must have it. You see, but we should think this is Krishna showing me a mirror, how I can understand my own condition and try to get better.
我们应该特别小心，因为如果我们就一眼就认出了别人的冒犯，就说明我们自己也特别擅长做这种冒犯。我们应该这么想，就是 Krishna 是通过这个人来向我展示，就对方就是我的一面镜子， Krishna 向我展示就是我的问题，所以我应该努力的改善自己，让自己怎么变得更好。Okay, the next question.
Yeah.
顶拜咕噜莲花祖守神主要圣名是This question seems to be answered by the other lecturer. Should I also read it?
Yeah, if you need, if you think it's
okay.这个问题就是感恩，就是守神主要圣名和次要圣名的区别。So, what's the difference between the primary holy name and the secondary holy name of the Godhead?
The primary names are very personal, Gopal. The secondary names are more just about Krishna's qualities.Purushottam, you can just describe how powerful or all pervasive or impersonal.
首要的名字主要是描述的 Krishna 的人格性的，比如像 Gopal。次要名字呢，描述的是守神的品质，比如说 Purushottam。
Okay. So we chant Krishna, we chant Gauranga, we chant Gopal, Govinda, Rama. These are primary names. Personal, the person Krishna, not just some aspect of Krishna. But the other names are also names of Krishna. It's benefit. We get more benefit.Some primary name we chant once, other name we might have to chant many times to get the same benefit.
所以我们唱诵的是像 Gauranga, Govinda, Rama, 就这样的主要的名字，因为这些名字更就是这些名字是表现的是 Krishna 这个人，他的人格化的。其他的呢就是表现 Krishna 的其他的那些特征的这些方面呢，就是比如说我们唱诵主要的名字一次，那唱诵 就是表现 Krishna 的他的那个特点的，就是次要名字呢，我需要唱很多名很多次才能得到同样的好处。The next question.
Yeah.
我听着，有时服务热情高涨，激情洋溢；有时服务心灰意冷，垂头丧气。原因何在？如何变得稳定？ It's from Rajendra Prabhu. Sometimes we are very enthusiastic and passionate, and very enthusiastically doing our service. But sometimes we are very dejected while doing the service.What's the reason for that? How to stabilize our service?
This is because we're just getting purified, so the mind is restless and unsteady. The whole process is to gradually regulate the mind and get it so we can be steady. Understand the value of it. It's like if you have a job in a company, you're doing it for money. So you will go and do it no matter how you feel because you want the money. Right? But, if we understand the value of doing our service to Krishna and keeping our regular sadhana, then we'll do it. But we have to practice and gradually get purified.
唯一就是我们处在进化过程当中，然后我们要约束规范自己的心意。就例子就好像是，比如说我们去上班工作，就是为了赚钱，那不管我们自己感觉如何，都要去工作。所以我们要明白是服务的价值。如果我们理解了服务带来的价值，我们就会去做自己的sadhana。去努力的修行，去进化。The next question.
Okay.
Jai Kandi, 明白咕噜，请问一个人准备好了，咕噜就会出现。这里的准备好是指哪方面？如果内心渴望启迪，应该做哪些准备 ？Obeisance Guru.So it is said if one is ready, Guru will appear.
So
what does it mean that to get ready? In which aspect is
ready to hear when you understand you need help? You want to know about Krishna, want to know.All of life, all these things. Krishna knows in your heart, he knows what you're thinking, and then you send the guru.
Ready means that one is ready to hear.
Yeah. Ready to submit yourself.
Okay. 就是准备好意思就是说。
Argue when you're just, you know, if you think I know what I'm doing, I don't need help. When we realize I need help, I can't find anything on my own. My life is going crazy. I'm getting nowhere. Please help me, then Krishna will help you.
对，准备好了就是说我们准备好了，来臣服。就我们准备好了去侧耳倾听，而不是说，还在那里争论，觉得自己能行，就意味着我们觉得自己需要帮助，在明白 Krishna 明白生命的目标方面，我们需要帮助，这时候 Krishna 就会派遣一个 guru 来，否则的话，就如果，不然的话，我们就会就是疯狂，哪儿也去不了。 he also want to know if one is eager to get initiation, what preparation should need to make some preparation?
Chance to get rounds every day.
So, 就是渴望启迪的话，他应该每天练十六圈。
Follow the principles.
遵守四项规范原则。
And, you know, render service whatever you can.
为奉献者做力所能及的服务。
Okay.
So, to render whatever service we can to devotee, please, Guru.
Guru is represented by devotees.When we please and serve the devotees, it's pleasing to Guru and Krishna. It's a humble state of mind. So by serving others in a humble state of mind is how we please Krishna and get prepared to surrender. If we're puffed up and finding fault with the devotees, then we can never surrender. We can't be humble.
Mm, so, it's just...因为奉献者是代表着咕噜的，所以我们应该怀着取悦咕噜的心态，以一种谦卑的心态来服务，而不是怀着那个挑错的心态，就是骄傲的心态来服务。But sometimes we don't know whether we are serving the mind of the devotee or doing the real service or only serving the mind of the devotee. So how to distinguish
the mind of your own mind, maybe, or I don't know how to say it. If we're serving a devotee who's a real devotee, they will say, thank you, you're doing nicely. But maybe not, because maybe Krishna wants us to become humble.
Okay.
We won't get praise and acknowledge and you know, have to do the service anyway.
So, 我刚才就是澄清一下，就比如说有时候我们也不知道是真正在服务奉献者，还是只是服务奉献的心意。那么还是说，可能是你自己的心意。所以如果有时候可能 Krishna 就考验我们。也许奉献者他们不会跟我们说谢谢，承认我们的服务，但是我们依然要服务奉献者。也许我们不能得到奉献者的认可和承认。Okay, that's all the questions.
Everything, of course, Well, I'm going to try to answer questions, but without reading the books regularly and reading the books regularly, we won't be able to understand, no matter how we ask questions, you're doing this or do that. We have to have the basics, which is the four regular principles and chanting day every day.
就是每天念诵和阅读，这是所有的基础。就除非我们每天念诵和阅读，否则的话是不能明白的。还要遵守四项规范原则。
Alright, thank you very much. I put the bookmark so I know where we are. See you Friday morning. Friday morning.
妈妈说跟大家星期五早上再见。Thank you, Mara.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. 谢谢。No. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.